ready?
Check 1 2. Check 1 2. Check 1 2. Check 1 2.
I didn't know that.
Well, you know what they say. Millions of Legos and Ark for me. You know, these are just two things that we've been just talking about over the past couple days. You know, going on about Lego talks, going on about a new game that we've been Xboxing or maybe PC playing. Titled Ark, and of course we're going to talk a little bit more about that as we go later, but you know, real quick, welcome to episode 41, Millions of Legos and Ark for me. Everybody, my name is Matt, aka Dr. Doldrums. You can follow me at Twitter there at @ddoldrums. I'm here joined tonight with my sidekick Zach. Say hello to everybody.
What's going on, guys?
All right, and of course normally we say sidekick first there. Jenna's with us in spirit tonight, but she's studying for a big test. She's getting a lot of her schoolwork done, so she is taking a break. She'll be back next week with us, and we have a lot of cool topics, a lot of hot topics, I should say, that we'll be discussing, obviously breaking the grounds of pop culture. So, yeah, real quick, hello, welcome. I mean, it's already the weekend, and of course, if we're looking a little bit into this title, you know, we're looking at a little reference here to the Presidents of the United States. That's a band that probably a lot of people would know, probably from the 90s, and they had a song called Peaches. And of course, in the lyrics, they reference millions of peaches, peaches for me, and then millions of peaches, peaches for free. So I kind of was just chiming along here, and I'm thinking, my God, millions of Legos, Legos for me, and then Ark for me. I mean, it just makes great sense that we could just tie that in and just, again, just a nice reference. But yeah, Zach, what's been going on for the week for you, man? What's been going on?
Oh, not much. Just working and playing some video games. I'm about to build a UCS set tomorrow, so.
Ooh, which UCS set are we talking about here?
The $700 UCS Star Destroyer.
Oh, you didn't.
Oh, I did.
Man alive. You know, I was thinking about buying a couple of them, and I was thinking to myself, shit, if this happens... There's two things. That's a dollar, right? I was like, man, I'm thinking of two scenarios. Number one, okay, I might be able to get to the package first and hide them. Number two, my wife found out I dropped $1,400 on two sets. Holy God, she'd kill me.
Yeah, but she would.
I'm telling you right now, I know what set you're talking about. That thing looks freaking phenomenal. And that's going to be a cool build, so...
Yep, it's a 13-hour build if you don't take breaks in between.
Oh my God. Now, wait, was that timed by somebody? Like, were you able to research mm-hmm. that and find that out by a builder?
Lego has that on their official website.
That's awesome. Yep. Well, I mean, that looks like a pretty cool task waiting for you either tomorrow and the next days. More notably, I think if knowing you, you'd probably be the one to be breaking into it tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to break into it tomorrow. I'm not going to finish it tomorrow, though.
Yeah. That might be a 2-day process. Yeah, you know,
I'll probably build it until about 3:00.
Yeah,
because I plan on streaming at 4:00. So
yep, and of course, you know, I mean, we just want to relay to you know what's been going on in the week. A lot of stuff going on, just lots of stuff, tons of topics floating around. You know, whether you're talking about what's going on in sports, what's going on in music, because there's been a lot of stuff going on with music. Especially new albums dropping by the end here of March and April. I mean, it's just been a very filled, you know, culture of just more pop culture talk. And of course, I mean, I know people are surrounding themselves with the topics, you know, in cancel culture. Not notably, I mean, listen, it's not our forte. I mean, you know, I mean, we will eventually talk about some of the scenarios. But, you know, like, listen, it is what it is. You know, be smart in your judgments. You know, everything that's being said and being talked about in this, you know, it's a touchy topic. And, you know, I just like that, you know, for a lot of people considering this, you know, you have to be very mature about it. And one thing that we will touch base on is later, obviously in episodes, maybe we'll come back to it, we'll talk to it. I just want to give a quick shout out there because my class... this week, we had a really great conversation about, you know, what's going on with online resources, online media, you know, and how social media is kind of impacting, like, the new day and age, you know, of, like, a whole new social presence. And, you know, I think it's really good. It's good to have these conversations. It's good to be mature. And, of course, evaluate everything. You know, don't be the one to be, all right, the one up in arms and that's it. That's my decision. Talk about it. You know, evaluate it, discuss it. There's obviously, there's signs and showing. And, of course, like I said, we'll talk more about it later. But real quick, we are going to be starting with some topics, and I think, Zach, you want to start with ARK tonight. I personally would like to start with this just because the game's already on the Xbox. I'm ready to roll. I keep watching videos. I keep getting students of mine talking about the game. And then, of course, I mean, you're there playing it in the nights telling me, oh my god, this is sick. Like, this is cool. But it does seem like it's like a... I mean, it is kind of getting some popularity, right?
It's had a lot of popularity. Okay. It's also had a lot of backlash because some of the updates were unstable.
Gotcha.
But that was a while ago, so it's better now. But yeah, mm-hmm. It's a really fun game. Basically, you're thrown into this...
I was just
going to
say, quick breakdown, like a background, like what...
Yeah,
what,
I'll give you a background. So basically, you're a survivor thrown into the world of dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
So you can attack and kill any dinosaur. You obviously have to survive. You need shelter, campfire, food, water. You know, you can tame dinos using tranquilizer darts, tranquilizer arrows. You could have dinos fight for you. You can upgrade the dino level. And the dino levels actually go pretty high because the base level of a non-tamed dino can... The max is 150, so...
Okay.
You breed different dinos. It's a really fun game. There's a lot to it.
I think that's one concept that I'm kind of liking, is that there's a lot of different variety in dinosaurs that you meet up with in this game.
There is.
And there I'm is. Still trying to grasp how one could tame a dinosaur, because the only thing I could think of is, like, this is some real Jurassic Park shit.
So, basically, it depends on what... So, there's two types of taming. There's passive, and then there's, I believe it's called aggression?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure exactly what the other one's called, but the passive one is basically, I think they're more towards herbivores, where you just put berries in their inventory.
I
so
gotcha.
every animal in this game has an inventory. So you just put berries in their inventory and they'll just passively tame over time.
Okay.
And the other one, you actually have to knock them unconscious, and you could either put certain dinos take berries, certain dinos take meat.
So, gotcha.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, so like, I mean, going into this type of game, though, I mean, you start off, you start at the bottom of a barrel. Like,
off with nothing.
Okay, you start off with
absolutely nothing.
Okay. I just wanted to also clarify that, too, because I didn't get into gameplay yet, so I don't know what it's like to actually enter a level or enter your beginning stage.
Yeah,
like, do you have a weapon to start off with? Do you have
Okay. You start off with completely nothing. The best way I could... Best advice I could give for a new player that's starting that game mm-hmm. is basically just watch your surroundings. If you see a raptor, Dilophosaur, stay away from it, because they will eat you alive.
Oh, man.
And I am speaking from personal experience. Raptors are not fun early game.
Let me ask you this. So you start up a new game like this. I mean, obviously, I've seen video play of it. It does look pretty sick. So you starting in the beginning, giving us that kind of warning where it's like, okay, you know, be careful, watch your surroundings. How many times have you probably died in that game? Start over. Like, I mean, obviously you're going through the trial and error aspects, you know, being a new person to start the game. I mean, did you find yourself dying a lot in a lot of the beginning parts or no?
First time I played it on Xbox, I died 15 times in a row to raptors.
Wow.
Yeah, raptors are not fun. I would just start off, you know, like I said, just watch your surroundings. If you... Trust your gut. If you think a dino is aggressive, just don't go near it. Try to sneak around it if possible, or go the other way. Basically, you want to start off by gathering wood, kind of like you do in Minecraft. You just start punching a tree.
Okay. So,
early game food is also important. You can get berries out of bushes. That's probably your best early game food.
Oh man!
Before you can get like spears and arrows to where you can actually kill an animal.
You know, I want to kind of rewind. There's a good comparison that you just made there, like with the Minecraft, because honestly, you know, I was looking at some news here. Well, I shouldn't even say it's news. I mean, it's been out for a little bit, but I was looking at a chart of the best-selling games, 50 best-selling video games, sales in millions, by the way. right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just ask you, what do you think the number one best-selling game is on the chart?
It has to be Minecraft.
And you are absolutely 100% correct.
It has to be.
But, you know, I like that comparison that you made to the game where it's kind of like, you know, you kind of are crafting, you kind of are building your resources, so you kind of do get that respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just not the, I mean, the graphics are obviously a lot better.
Graphics are a lot better in Ark. Mm-hmm. If you have the system to run it on high settings, I highly recommend using the best settings that your computer can handle.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
I mean, I just like the dinosaur theme, you know, like, I mean, I think the last dinosaur game that I actually played was the Jurassic World, or no, it might have been Fallen Kingdom. And I mean, I really, for how much time that I spent on that, I mean, for how much it was involved, I mean, I just think it was a good game. I just didn't get glued to it. You know, I kind of feel like, you know, before that too, like beforehand, anything dinosaur, like, you know, I felt more pleasure in playing the games of like Rampage, where you take a dinosaur and you start beating up on buildings or fighting other monsters, you know. Like, I don't know. I think that the dinosaur theme is such a hard, it's a hard category of game to captivate on.
Ark nails it.
Well,
I will also say, if you're looking to get into Ark,
mm-hmm.
it's definitely a fun game in terms of hours. I'm not sure how many base hours like the non-DLCs have, but if you buy the Ark version with all of the DLCs, it's going to add over 900 hours of gameplay to your game.
And that's actually a really good point that you brought up, because, you know, when I downloaded mine, you know that I consulted with you first.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, going into, if anybody's listening to me, they have Xbox, maybe this is something that you'd be interested in. If you have Game Pass, it's free. You don't pay for it. But what Zach's saying here about, you know, getting that package where it gives you the additional hours and the additional resources, I mean, why not? I mean,
you'll also need at least 112 gigabytes of free space. It is a big download with all the DLCs.
It is a big download. I will agree with that. That's when we had the conversation, I was like, holy shit, I can't believe this.
Here's number two.
Was that number two?
Yep.
Okay, so that's number two for the night. And hey, real quick, you know, we're keeping track here. We're yelling out numbers. This goes back to what we stated back in episode 40. So the whole point is that this year we're feeling very charitable. And the cool thing about it is that we're going to probably keep this system going for however long we keep going with the podcast. And basically what it is that we have a little swear jar, but electronically, you know, we can't just like drop a coin in a jar and let you guys hear it. So basically what happens is, for any obscene word that comes up and we deem it to be inappropriate to the explicit content, that will be $1. So right now, if I look back at the last episode, my colleagues here at Garlic Jar, they flagged me for 4 of them in last episode. You could be the judge of that. You could go back and listen to that, and if we're wrong, definitely call us out on it. But I'm already $4 deep in the jar. Now, apparently, I'm $6 deep in the jar. So
I have a very good ear for these words, so I'm definitely keeping track.
Like, I feel like that's one of your tasks now. Like, you're like, man, I'm really gunning for Serba here right now. Like, I'm really trying to catch every dollar that I can on this guy.
Well, I mean, it's not going to me, so.
Well, no, it is. And you know, that's the cool part. We're going to decide, because we'll break this up like a half year. So, like, probably right around, like, May or June, we'll figure out where we want to take the first donation. And then the end of the year, we'll take another one. So maybe we're thinking like animal shelters, again, community events going around, obviously in the local areas where we're from here in the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area. So again, there's a lot of options that we could choose from. So just to give some people that little feedback. But yeah, going back to Ark, I think it's an awesome topic. I think it's an awesome game. I'm pretty excited because, like I said, I've been getting back into my gaming a little bit. I wish I could get a little bit more and more involved during like the early evening hours, but I mean, I could only find myself getting onto an Xbox or getting onto Steam at like 10 or 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. And it's killing me because I want to put more hours into it just to enjoy my gaming hours, you know?
Yeah, I would say the best way to get in, the only like downside I have to Ark is it's a lot of Googling
mm-hmm.
to find out how to do stuff. So I would definitely find a series on YouTube to to watch. I definitely recommend any of the Python series.
How about on Twitch, though? I mean, is there anything going on?
You can find it on Twitch. The only thing is it's very hard to find a streamer that's just starting out with Ark and starting a new world. Like, most of them are already, like, well advanced into the game, so you're just going to go in there and be like, you know, what's going on? So,
tell you what, I mean, that, you know, there's some really good streamers out there. And there really is. I mean, they are so organized. They know exactly what they're talking about. And I mean, this is where it becomes such a respect for gaming in general that it's, the esport or the professionalism around being a professional, somebody trying to be a professional gamer. I mean, you know the quality of somebody streaming and taking those hours to go through those games and those details with people to see. You know, and also you're getting the sure entertainment out of it. I like that. And I think this past week, I went on there just to see, because I wanted to see if there was anything going on for Phasmophobia. That was on Steam. I downloaded it months ago. And it seems like a really cool game, because obviously it's multiplayer. You take a paranormal investigating team to go through different levels, achieve different tasks, come back to the van, send somebody in. And there was just people on there dog crapping on it. And it's like, you know, one week you find a really good streamer doing it, going through the details of it, and then here's somebody just like, it's like effing around, and it's like there's only six people watching it. So you so you know the quality of what you get. Like, if somebody's highly populated on there and they're really good with rated aspects, I mean, those are obviously the people you want to watch.
Nine times out of ten, in the first 10 minutes of the stream, you can tell if the streamer knows what he's doing or not.
Yeah.
So.
Well, another thing, too, is you'll find streamers where they're just like, okay, it's silent. And it kind of just seems like, hang on a sec, you know.
That's the biggest pet peeve of mine is when I go into a stream and they're not talking with chat and interacting with their chat.
Well, tell you what, I mean, you should put yourself in a plug-in here, too, because you know what, for what you do, I mean, from what I've seen, I mean, you're pretty prepared. Like, when you put a video together and you put a stream together, I mean, you already know what you're doing from point A to point Z. And that's what streamers should be able to do. I like how we're kind of taking up some of this time to go, you know, piggybacking it on Ark. Because if we're talking about such a game where it's going to take a lot of time, you need to watch somebody maybe to get some resources down and some understanding, maybe streaming's the way to go in the very beginning, just to get the fundamentals out, you know?
Definitely.
But I'm telling you, Zach, I mean, you have a niche for it too. And that's really what makes it a really interesting part here for the podcast, that, you know, we have gaming talk. If there's anything on the streaming sides, you could also assist with that, with also people that we bring in for guests. So,
yep.
Shout outs to Pablo, by the way. Pablo Cortez, my buddy. What's up? Just kidding. Hey, what's up, Pablo? It's Pablo Correa. So, shout out to him. But yeah, do we conclude there on Ark, or is there any last things that you want to add to it, or?
It's just a really good game. I'm really enjoying playing it.
Okay.
So, I would definitely recommend it if anybody's looking for a new game to play, to take up some time.
I think Jenna's itching to play it, because, I mean, she's into Dino, you know? I mean, even just having the conversation, like, I could just picture us having the convo right now where it's like, is it dinosaurs? Yes. Sign me up. Like, I could, yeah. That's just her, like, her, that's her saying that. I could see that reaction, you know? But okay, moving on. The next topic that we have, speaking of games, you know, we actually have, I love this because we have, it's relating to gaming topics too. Willy's Wonderland. So if anybody's not familiar with this, did a little research looking at what it's at. Didn't get to see it, so I'm not giving a review. There's no spoilers. Don't worry about it. But I do like the concept because, you know, we get a Nicolas Cage movie here. You know, he's playing the character of being the security personnel or the bodyguard, whatever you want to call him. He's working for this entertainment company, obviously kind of like a Five Nights at Freddy's, you know, where it's the Freddy Fazbear Pizza, the party complex, you know, for kids. And it's just got that concept where it's like, okay, this is definitely based on Five Nights at Freddy's. And, you know, to kind of just piggyback on that and say, okay, like a reference to it, you know, you go back and you say, all right, another thing to that would be, you know, looking at like, all right, like a Chuck E. Cheese type deal, right? Chuck E. Cheese or a Discovery Zone, if anybody kind of remembers those back in the day. Those are like those child party complex companies that put on the events. They have stuff going on, pizza parties, the big ball pit, a big arcade selection for everybody to enjoy. And that's kind of like what Willy's Wonderland is. It's, again, kid-friendly. It's an entertainment company, and it's based off of the Five Nights at Freddy's setting, where these animatronics now that are part of Willy's Wonderland, they come to life at night after the closing, and boom. So it's kind of similar to playing that jump scare game where it's like, okay, I'm starting up Five Nights at Freddy's. I got to make it through 6 hours of the night from 12 a.m. to 6 a.m., you know, and then hopefully hear the bell and the yays at the end. So I just like that the fact here is that we have Nicolas Cage, such a character, an actor that where we could kind of make fun of his freakouts on film so much. A lot of memes, a lot of photos. I'm excited to watch it because I'm just waiting for the Nicolas Cage freakouts, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, what about, I mean, have you ever played Five Nights at Freddy's?
Nope. I thought it was a stupid game. I never played it.
But did you ever watch anything? Did you ever see how it was played out?
I did. I just couldn't get into it.
Not your style?
Yeah. Not my type of game.
What would you consider that type of game?
I don't know, man. I'm not a fan of horror.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, it goes in a category. I mean, jump scares? Definitely. Yeah. Can we agree on that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Not a big fan of jump
scares. Moving on. Mortal Kombat. Yep. So, how about holy classic Batman, right? We want to talk about a game that's been epic throughout the years. And I remember notably starting on the Sega Genesis with Mortal Kombat, the first Mortal Kombat. Used to go over to my neighbor's house just to watch my brothers and my neighbors play this on the system, you know, on those big bubble TVs. And my God, it was just so, you were so stoked to see a whole different fatality. And let me just tell you something, guys. There's no cheat codes here. So there's no one button fatalities. The original is all finger pattern. I'm sure nowadays, now it could be, there could be an option where you have the one button option fatality at the end. But you literally had to study your movements and your actions in the game right at the end where you got to finish him. And you had to perform that fatality. So going into this, I mean, okay, now talking about the games, how popular they were back in childhood. We also did get a movie back in the 90s. I want to say it came out maybe around 95 or 96. And it was a good cast. It was I still think it was a good movie for its time. And, you know, I definitely what I'm more interested in now seeing is that now we're getting a new Mortal Kombat movie coming to HBO Max. I mean, if you watch the trailer, I mean, this thing is... I mean, this has gone, like, I think this is the above and beyond. I think this is something that, wow, like, I can't believe it's actually coming. I can't believe it's actually putting itself here together. Like this just looks like it's so much good quality. The characters even being mentioned in here and how they look. It's just got more of that modern vibe, that real atmosphere, rather than being, like, a fantasy setup where it's like, okay, you know, the goofy ninja costumes, or, you know, the sash costumes or the robes. I mean, this literally looks legit. Like, this looks like real-world setup. And I'm excited for it. This is one big watch that I want to get on HBO Max. And of course, I mean, for a near and dear game that's been, you know, out with many different titles. I mean, you go back to Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat 2, Mortal Kombat 3.
Aren't there, like, 13 of them or something?
Yeah. Now? Yeah. I mean, yeah, my God. That's why I was just trying to get at. Like, you could keep on going up the list. And like I said, I've transitioned through different systems on this. Like, I started on Sega Genesis. I've played Mortal Kombat for Sega Saturn. How about that one? I mentioned to my nostalgies out there, you know, that Sega Saturn, wow, it actually really exists. Hang on, whiskey drink real quick. Mm-hmm. That's to my Sega Saturn players. But yeah, I mean, Mortal Kombat has really hit on different, I'm going to put it out there for multiple platforms. It's been mentioned for different systems. Definitely originated for the Sega fans in the beginning. But yeah, this is a big movie that I'm looking forward to. How about you? How about Mortal Kombat? Have you played much of it to enjoy it? What?
I've seen like gameplay of it. It seems pretty cool. I've never played it personally, but
no. Okay. No.
I just have to laugh because you said above and beyond and.
Right. Well,
maybe a certain company should, you know, take that advice.
No, but you know what though? Like, I'm really thinking. Like, I mean, watching this trailer. I mean, 2 minutes. I mean, this is like if you watch the trailer for that old movie that I talked about, the one that was in the 90s, and compare this one now coming out to HBO Max, Zach, you'll be like, holy God! I mean, it looks great. But
I'll take a look.
Yeah, take a look at it. So, and being a Mortal Kombat fan, I mean, I'm going to be avid about it. I'm definitely going to come back to a review. I think Jenna will also, too, because I know she's on HBO Max. So I feel like this is one where it's going to be like, all right, Matt, did you watch it? Shout-outs to Jenna, by the way. Hope your schoolwork's going really well. You're here in spirit with us, and that's why I keep referencing you. But, again, yeah, I'm excited for it. So, what do you want to do? I mean, do we go at this point where, you know, we go to break or what? You have any else?
I'm gonna do this next topic.
Go ahead.
As I was hinting for before, I'm still laughing at the fact that you said they're going above and beyond.
Go ahead.
And that you know, this certain company named Lego will never do that in their entire existence.
Okay.
But yeah. Warning, 5-minute Lego rant here. So a YouTuber, some of you out there may or may not know him, M&R Productions, aka Ryan, put out a video probably about 3-4 months ago at this point, maybe 5 months, of the rumored set lists of the 2021 Summer Wave. Now, Lego, being the bright geniuses they are over there, decided to send an email to this YouTuber threatening to copyright strike his video if he didn't take it down. Now, some of you out there may be like, okay, well, what's wrong with that? Well, there's a lot of things wrong with that. The main one is that how do you threaten to copyright strike a rumor video? In order to copyright strike something, it has to be fact and proven. It has to be real. Right. So basically by them threatening to copyright strike a rumor video if he did not take it down, basically just confirmed to everyone out there that those rumors were true. Now, if you're Lego, you want the rumors to be spread because you want hype built around this product. This is just another way for Lego to go out and say a big F you to all of its fans because they don't give a shit.
Whew. Okay. I got you on a couple there, by the way. I think I got $2 off you.
I one. One. I didn't say the word. I said F.
Okay. I'll give you $1. $1.
Yeah. We'll award you one. I added it to the tally. We're at 3-0.
But no, can we be serious about this? I mean...
Yeah. I don't understand. Like, you're a company trying to sell a product. You want the rumors to be spread because you want the hype built around your freaking product.
Right.
You want them to think... Like, you want them to get excited for it.
And here's something that I kind of take to it. You know, learning about that and, you know, hearing the news about, here's this guy coming out. Lego. This guy's promoting your products, you know? I mean, you should be hyped about this.
And it makes it better because at the time the video was out, he's a member of LAN.
Mm-hmm.
He was a Lego ambassador. Now, I know most people are out there like, oh, well, that just means he gets, you know, sent free things.
No,
that is not true.
That's not true.
He's out there to promote their product, and he was doing that. And by doing that, they threatened to copyright strike a rumor video.
Okay. So here's my thing, right? You have a guy that comes out here. Is promoting the word, kind of giving us a sneak peek. And hey, I mean, I'll play the devil's advocate, right?
And
look at movies. Look
not,
what they
not,
do.
Not,
go
not
ahead.
Cut
go,
you
no,
off,
no, 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 no. Go ahead.
At the start of the video, he specifically said that none of these are proven fact, that they're all rumors.
There you go.
So it's not like he went out and said that they're all true.
So there you go. There's his disclaimer. He's pretty much putting it out there saying that, listen, based on my finding, based on my perspective, this is
and
what
his
I'm
sources,
right.
And he has very reliable sources.
Yep. I don't get it. I don't think I mean, Lego's kind of tightening the lid there way too much, you know?
Yeah, and he sent out a tweet on Twitter. The tweet's probably still up there if you go follow him on Twitter, but he called out Lego for it because another YouTuber put up 5 rumor videos in the same day about the same topics, and Lego didn't say anything to him.
Okay.
And he's also, and this said YouTuber's also a part of LAN.
There you
so
go.
So he put out a tweet and he's like, it's funny how Lego threatens to take my video down or tells me to take my video down or they're going to copyright strike it when it's 1 30-minute video compared to 5.
Yep. And I think it kind of hits hard for us because, let's be honest, for over the years of how much money we have spent on Legos, if anybody hasn't caught on, both Zach and I here, are big fan of Lego.
I mean, if you didn't get that sense for me dropping $700 on a freaking Lego set.
That's right.
You think I'm not a Lego fan, then I don't know what you're on, but...
Exactly. And, you know, I've been doing it for years. I've been the collector. I've been one to resell sets, you know, obviously, just for, you know, the sure, obviously, just for the eBay entity, because I got into that. I love eBay. So I thought Lego was a good product to target. You know, if I bought a set, buy an extra and sell it later, you know?
Yep.
Give somebody that opportunity to get the set, because I always felt that, you know, Lego could retire a product so quick, Zach, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And here's everybody trying to rush. And I know somebody could call me out and say, well, did you really need to buy two or three sets? Yeah, but you know what, though? I'm not overpricing them. I'm not price gouging people. I mean, obviously...
You're not taking a $20 set and turning it into a $250 set.
Exactly. You know? Like, if I put it up and it's... I mean, at the point, I wait till retirement. So, if I... Let's just hypothetically say, if there was a Star Wars set that came out, and I said, all right, I bought two of them, all right? Built one for myself. I kept the other one. After the retirement comes out, all right, if I can make maybe an extra $50 on it, I'll be happy about that. But also, if it's got collector worthy, where they've only made so many sets, it was limited. Mm-hmm. Those are the sets I try to go after first, because they're obviously worth something. And for another collector, in this perspective, one collector to another, you want that set. You didn't get the opportunity to get it, but now you're trying to, you know?
Yep. Also, side note.
Go ahead.
My little rant here. Shout out to Lego for making a Comic-Con exclusive set and only releasing it on Lego.com, but also having a limit of three per purchase.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Well, do you want to elaborate on that? What was the Comic-Con set?
The Nebulon B frigate.
Okay. The reason I'm bringing that up is just in case somebody doesn't know, you know?
Yep. It was supposed to be a Comic-Con exclusive, but they released it on the website because of COVID, because they never weren't having conventions, but the limit they set on them was three. Why would you limit to three per purchase? If you're going to a convention, they're not going to let you have three. They're only going to let you have one.
They're only going to have you, yeah, let you have one. That would make sense, because if you're there and let's say, listen, I've been to Comic-Con. Anybody will tell you pay for the experience, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And some of these perks that you pay for, you get some free stuff there. You know, that's what you pay for. I totally agree with that. I don't like the whole fact that they push this. Well, pushing it online, I don't see the problem, because obviously with COVID,
during this time, I have no problem with them pushing it online. My problem is that they put a limit of three on a event exclusive set.
Right. And it should have been limited to one purchase per customer. So if you had a Lego account, that person was able to buy one set, not three. And now here in that right there, that's the price gouging that I'm against, is that if those people bought that set, they're trying to sell it for hundreds of dollars more.
And I hate Amazon for it, and I will bash Amazon for it too, because Amazon did not put a limit on. So however many Lego sent to Amazon, there was no limit on them. And I know somebody that bought at least 10 of them.
And that's ridiculous. That is, I hate to hear that. Oh God, that makes me cringe.
Yeah, he sold them each for at least $200.
And again, this is probably like a, what would you say the set is actually worth?
Maybe the retail price was 40.
Okay, so I was thinking 50. I'd like to look at that a little bit more in detail. So maybe after the podcast, we can get together and take a look at that image, because I'd like to see. Just to refresh, I think I know what one you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But again,
he had 10 of them in his cart and bought 10.
That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. That's price gouging. So,
shout out to Lego for being dumb and stupid.
You know, we love Lego. We're not going to stop our support and our love for it. But make some better decisions here. You know, accommodate us a little.
We're dumping all this money. You know, maybe they should actually give a little bit about their fans.
How many times did we talk about minifigures?
Oh, don't even get me started. I'm gonna save that for the summer list.
Yeah, but I mean, think about that though. How many times did we talk about minifigures that they could have released and they could have perfected, but now you have to go through specialty sellers that make these, you know, take the time to get the Lego product, you know? And
save it for the summer.
Yeah, no, we could save it for summer. Definitely. It'd be a good topic to come back on, because with the summer releases at that time, we could definitely recap it and see what we're actually going after.
No, it's gonna come up in about 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. All right. So I think that's pretty good. I mean, I like that you got that off your chest. I totally agree with you. I'm, like I said, I just wish Lego would make smarter decisions and obviously accommodate more to the buyers here. You know, kind of give us a little bit more. I mean, we're buying into the product. I mean, these are the ideas that we want. You know, we see people building up customized sets, and it's like, wow, these look great. Why can't Lego put them out, you know?
Yep.
All right, great stuff.
I agree.
Great stuff. Well, we're going to take a little break here, and when we come back, we definitely are going to connect and build on to that Lego topic. See what I just did there? Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, brick by brick.
You're clever. You're
yep.
clever.
Yep.
All right.
We're going to talk brick. We're going to talk brick by brick. And yeah, so stay tuned, get comfy. If you need to get something to drink, get a drink. And yeah, we will be right back.
All right, guys, welcome back. And you might want to strap yourselves in wherever you're sitting, because we have a rumor, air quotes around that rumor, 2021 summer set list that I'm gonna go a little bit into detail here about. So I know Matt's excited for this.
Oh yeah, you've definitely ammunited my drinking ammunition tonight. It was kind of funny because just over the break we just kind of started talking like, man, you've really just struck the nerve right now, you know.
I'm sure a lot of diehard Star Wars fans are gonna get their nerves struck when I talk about the third set on this list, but
well.
That's in the future.
Listen, whenever you're ready to start, you just go.
All right. Well, the first, now again, whenever I say rumor, keep in mind that there's air quotes around it because of Lego's recent actions.
Uh-huh.
So, the first set on this list is the Advent Calendar. It's supposed to be retailed for $40. I honestly could care less about that. I've never been fans of Advent Calendars. I think they're dumb. So, moving on, the next set. Set number 75308 is a UCS. Now, for those of you that don't know, Ultimate Collector Series. That's what it stands for.
Yep.
R2-D2. It's supposed to retail for $200, and it's possibly going to be the set that releases on May 4th.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like they could have done something else with that, because we got a UCS R2-D2 in 2012. I believe.
I was thinking 2013, but yeah, I think you might be right.
Somewhere around there. I feel like it's a little early to.
Yeah, you know what though? I kind of agree with you. I think we've had variations on R2-D2. You know.
Yeah.
I think we could have got something better.
I wish they did a UCS public Venator. That would be.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be the dream.
Well, that'd be pretty cool.
Yep. So, all right, you diehard Lego Star Wars fans, you strap yourselves in for this one, because the third one on this list, set number 75309, is finally, after so many years of asking, we are finally getting a UCS Republic gunship. Finally.
Mm-hmm.
Retails for $350. It is going to be Episode 2 based. So all the UCS sets are based off of an actual movie, not the Clone Wars, not Rebels, on the actual movies.
Perfect.
No.
Well, no, I'm saying perfect in that sense, because based off the movie, I mean, that's where I kind of have my issue. Like, where are we going with the movie?
Well, this is going to be Episode 2 based. The earliest we're probably going to see this is August, September.
That's late.
Yeah. Now, the rumored minifigures, this is where a lot of people's nerves are going to get scratched, so prepare yourself, Matt.
Go ahead. I'm ready.
So for the longest time, LEGO Star Wars fans and Star Wars fans have been asking for a LEGO Phase 2 Commander Cody.
Okay.
LEGO put out a poll asking LEGO fans what minifigure they would want to see in the UCS gunship set.
Mm-hmm.
Which figure do you think won that poll?
Okay.
The Commander Cody won that poll.
I was going to say Commander Cody, but...
Yep. Now,
I feel the variations off.
Guess what the rumored minifigures in this set are.
Definitely not Commander Cody.
is Mace Windu.
Okay.
And a Phase 1 Red Commander clone. So why are you going to put a poll out asking the LEGO fans what they want if you're not going to give it to them?
That's a good question.
Way to go, LEGO.
Was there any explanation on that? Did they release anything?
Oh. You no, think right? LEGO explains their actions? Of course not.
I mean, you release the Republic gunship. I mean, and I think if there's anybody really deserving, like, let's perfect the minifigure.
Why would LEGO do the right thing? No, LEGO's just going to do what they want to do because they don't give a flying rat's butt cheek about what the fans want.
I see what you just did there. You saved yourself.
I'm just going with the flow, man. Just, whatever comes out.
I like it, though. No, but you know what, though? I definitely agree with that. Why ask for the input of the customers? I mean, if we're the ones vouching here saying, yes, 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 we want Commander Cody, but no, we're going to give you Mace Windu and a red clone trooper.
Yeah, now this specific clone trooper released in an AT-TE from episode 2 a while ago.
Really? Yeah,
so it's a reuse.
Oh, okay. So redistribute.
So we're basically getting, supposedly we're supposed to be getting Mace Windu and a redisposed clone trooper.
We're only getting two on the gunship?
Yep. Yep. You know, instead of adding maybe like, you know, episode 2 Anakin, Obi-Wan, Padme.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple pilot troopers.
I was just going to say.
New helmets. No, we're getting Mace Windu and a single clone trooper to put in an entire gunship.
I mean, look at how many characters you could fit on a gunship.
Look at how many characters you can fit in the play scale gunship, let alone a UCS gunship.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to get at. I mean, so they give you this big set, but yet you're only given two minifigs.
$350 for a gunship and two minifigs.
To me, I wouldn't even think that's worth it.
Yet the play scale gunship released at $100 and had six minifigs.
I was just gonna say because they previously had a gunship released. Yep.
Just putting it out there, LEGO. Way to go. Moving on.
Okay. All right.
Next on the list, which actually I know a lot of people are gonna trash this for being a $20 set, but I just bear with me. There's a lot of potential here. So it's set number 75310. It's gonna be the Mandalore Throne and Vault.
Oh.
Now,
okay.
People might be asking, you know, what does that entail? Is going to be basically in the same style of the Anakin, Obi-Wan, Rey, and Kylo, like, playset fight.
Gotcha.
Duel scene.
Yep.
But it's going to be Ahsoka versus Maul, and it's going to include the vault that Maul was locked in during Season 7 of the Clone Wars, when Ahsoka finally captured him.
That sounds pretty cool.
Now, I'm hoping this is where the potential comes in. I really have hope, but at the same time, I don't, because it's LEGO. I hope we get a new Ahsoka and Maul minifig. I hope they do not reuse minifigures. But I have a strong feeling they're going to reuse minifigures.
And I kind of know what you're kind of going at there, because the previous, you know, the previous figures that have been released for both these characters, you know, you think at this point, you know, we're not looking at a movie or a TV series. I mean, are we going to improve the detail? That's what I'm trying to get at. We're going to try to improve the detail at that moment, you know?
Yeah. So the next one is going to be a $40 set number 75311. Mm-hmm. It is the Imperial Troop Transport based off Season 2 of The Mandalorian.
Okay.
The minifigures in the set are rumored to be Greef Karga, two stormtroopers, which I have a strong feeling they're going to be two scout troopers on speeder bikes, because if you think back to the scene, it was scout troopers, not regular stormtroopers.
Yeah, they weren't stormtroopers. Not the generic type. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to be getting a mortar trooper, which is the one with the yellow markings on the armor. And some stuff went down. I'm not going to get into it, but stuff went down before.
Before.
The set was rumored. It's possibly going to have Cara Dune, but not likely anymore. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not getting into it.
Of course. I mean, and that's why I said in the beginning when we started talking about cancel culture, you know, it is what it is. You know, you got to be evaluative about how you talk about these topics and how you go into them. Like, just because you're outraged about something, well, you have to know the understanding behind it. You know, especially with that Cara Dune topic, because we talked about it. And all of us were in favor and said, you know what? She wasn't wrong. I'm sorry. No, she has no place. And you know what? For them making that decision of taking her out of Mandalorian, I totally agree with it. So did you. Right. So did Jenna.
Yep.
So, but here's the thing, though. Here's my question, right? So if they're releasing this set, do you think that LEGO would make an immediate action to pull the minifig?
I think they will.
Just because of what's going on with cancel culture.
As far as what they would replace it in this specific set with.
Yeah.
I mean, I would hope it'd be the Minthrall. I would love to get a Minthrall minifigure.
Okay.
The blue guy. Got I would love to get him in LEGO.
And form. That's the one that we kind of make fun of in Battlefront.
Yeah, I would love to get him in a minifigure.
That's my blue Dabba Dee Dabba Die guy.
Yeah.
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 I totally agree. I think that would be a better choice.
So,
but I'm actually curious. I'm really interested to actually see what happens with LEGO upon that release. You know, because I mean, obviously they have the time right now before distribution.
See, they already have her in a set, so they would have to retire that set, which I already have. It's the Walker from season one.
Okay, so let me ask you this: do you have a Cara Dune LEGO figure?
I have her Lego figure, and I have a Funko Pop.
Okay. So, yeah, that's going to be the curious point. I wonder what Lego, because, I mean, I'm just going to put it out here, and Zach, you'll probably agree with me, and you'll probably say, you know what, that's a really good thing to actually put out and say, because of the situation that's going on, do you think that they're going to actually go through with it? Because, obviously, they know that obviously, the topic was heated, you know, beforehand, you know, the topic is going to get heated again and saying, listen, they've already talked about getting rid of him or getting rid of her, dishing her out. So why even bring, I mean, it's offensive to even just give the minifig in that set. They don't want the Cara Dune presence, you know?
If I have to say one thing on that about LEGO is LEGO is going to do what's best for LEGO, not what's best for anybody else. Mm-hmm. So I would not surprise me if they put her out, but I would hope they don't.
And I just want to also tie this in too. You know, if we just talk about Cara Dune as the character in Star Wars,
she didn't have a big meaning. They could have killed her character off in season one and it would have been fine.
I'm sure they could have, definitely. But when we compare it to character and then we have that dispute against the actress who portrayed her, that's where it becomes more of a debate. But I think because you've already had an actress portray her, there was an image already built up. I think that causes controversy. And if I was Lego, if this is, and this is just me, I'm sorry to say this, if this upsets people, I don't think that minifig is suitable. I think there's a better option right now to, like you said, put in somebody else. Put it in a different character before you cause more controversy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So yep. That's all I'm going to leave it at. Again, if I offended anybody, I'm very sorry. But I'm just looking at, you know, what was said, what was imaged, and how we are looking at the Cara Dune presence right now in the Star Wars universe. It is what it is. A lot of people are upset. I know some people are still favoring her. But at the end of the day, it was not right. And of course, LEGO could get, they definitely could receive backlash off that.
Yep.
So
moving on to the next
set. Go ahead.
This is going to be a $50 set. It is set number 75312, and we are getting, this pains me to say it, Matt, so just say it.
Oh, garbage.
Just, yeah. You're getting a Slave One. Now,
we've got Slave Ones, though.
Those of you out there are like, oh, well, you know, this could be good. They're going to base it off The Mandalorian. This is me talking, not LEGO talking. Me, personally, I'm sorry to disappoint you. LEGO is not, because they've been disappointing their fans ever since they existed.
Sure.
It is not based off The Mandalorian. It is based off the original trilogy. It's only going to include Boba and Han, 592 pieces for $50. Garbage, trash, horrible. Get it out of here.
That's kind of where I agree with you on that. And, you know, funny thing about the Slave One. Remember I showed, I sent you a picture of the original Slave One set that I bought back in That had to be like 1999 or 2000. And it was an old, old set. And it only came with Boba Fett and the cryogenic length piece of Han Solo. Mm-hmm. You know, and it kind of looked like, okay, it was cartoonish. You know, printed onto a length piece, kind of like a pillar piece, you know? And I wasn't a fan of it. I mean, at the time when I bought it, yes, I was stoked because it was like, oh my God, Boba Fett, you know, Slave One. Yes, great. But when they started coming out with newer sets, I was like, all right.
My thing is, like,
I
get the Wave had to have a $50 set. Like, I get that. Like, if you're going to make a $50 set, why did it have to be the Slave One? Why couldn't you do the Jango Fett Slave One from Episode 2 and do a re-release of the one that released in 2002?
That's a good point.
I would much, much rather that be re-released than the Slave One.
Well, no, think about this, though. That's a really good point. I mean, if you're talking about them coming out with the UCS set for the Republic gunship, and that goes to Episode 2?
They've done a UCS Slave One. Why not do a UCS Jango Slave One?
Yeah.
Instead of the R2-D2.
That's a good point. And that's what I'm kind of getting at, because I think relative to this release, if you're bringing out the gunship from Episode 2, why not have just made a UCS set of the Slave One from Episode 2?
Because that's too simple for LEGO to do.
Oh.
Yeah. So the next set.
Go ahead.
Moving on from that. I hope we get a Mandalorian-based Slave One in the future, because I would love to get a Boba Fett minifigure with that dark green newly painted armor, but that's just a side note.
Okay.
So, the
next set. It was pretty wicked.
Oh, yeah. I love Boba Fett and the Mandalorian. But this next set is going to... I understand where LEGO's coming from, but it's going to be definitely hard to sell, in my opinion, because of the play scale set that we got of it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of the later UCS sets, like the gunship. This one is the big one. It is going to retail in the US for $800.
Yowza. Yes,
you heard me right.
Yowza.
$800. Now, before I say what it is, yes, I'm going to be buying it. You've heard it here. You've heard it straight in this podcast. I am going to be buying this set.
Okay.
It is set number 75313. It is a UCS AT-AT based off of the Hoth scene.
Oh, man.
It is going to have, I believe, roughly 6,900 pieces.
Wow.
If I remember correctly.
Wow.
Now, from my understanding, from my sources, LEGO's been wanting to release a UCS AT-AT for a while, but they couldn't figure out how to improve the stability of it. So my understanding is they've finally corrected that issue and they are releasing it in the summer wave.
My questions right now that are going through, like, I mean, my brain's just going right now. The first immediate thing is, how tall is this thing going to be? Because,
it's definitely going to be taller than the play scale. Now, that's why I'm going to elaborate on this, not to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
The reason why I think it's going to be a hard sell is because we're still going to have a play scale version of an AT-AT on the shelves in stores for $160. So for people that want to buy an AT-AT, it would be more beneficial for them to buy the play scale version of it for $160 instead of buying the UCS one for the $800. I think they just released this set specifically for the collectors, and they're targeting that market, which is smart on LEGO. Like, this is probably the smartest thing, one of the smartest things they've done in this entire wave.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is one of the most iconic vehicles. I put it in the vehicle category. This is one of the most iconic vehicles. The Empire Strikes Back. I mean, this is the first time that we ever saw the AT-AT. And if you think back into that, little trivia here, you're talking about one of the most popular, what do they call it? It's one of the most popular additions. It's one of the most popular sequels to a series. And that scene, I mean, the immediate point where we see the AT-AT coming in Hoth, how powerful it is, how it's taking people down. And then, of course, that scene where we see the legs get captivated by an A-Wing and it comes down crashing.
Wait. I'm going to stop you there.
Go ahead.
It was a snow speeder, not an A-Wing.
It wasn't an A-Wing. I thought it was an A-Wing.
It was a snow speeder.
Okay. See, because I thought the A-Wing was the only one with the, what'd they call them? Help me out here.
The grapple hook?
The grapple hooks. I thought they were the only ones.
Nope. That was a snow speeder. If you go on and Google an A-Wing right now. Okay. And you will see what it is. It is not the same thing.
Okay, so my bad on that. But even going back to that point, though, just for the fact that it was on film, it's in the best sequel, I still think that that is the most iconic vehicle in Star Wars.
I agree, 100%.
I really do.
I agree 100%.
Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to admit it right here. I'm going to buy this. I don't care what arguments I have. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy it.
So mark this day down, March 6th, 2021. Matt said he's buying the $800 UCS AT-AT.
I am, and I will.
All right. Well, with that being said, moving on. The next set is probably the second or third set I'm most excited for. Going to retail for $100, so it's going to be the $100 set. It's going to have 960 some pieces, which is high for a $100 set, but I'm okay with because of what it is.
Okay.
So it's set number 75314, and it is the, you're going to hear this right, the Bad Batch shuttle.
Love it.
It is going to, now this is where it's kind of sketchy, but I believe it. Some people don't, I believe it. It's going to have 5 brand new minifigures. And if you haven't guessed what they are, if you couldn't guess what they are, it is the 5 members of the Bad Batch. So Wrecker, Crosshair, Hunter, Echo, and Tech. I'm really interested to see how they do Echo. So.
Yeah, this would be a good one. Because going back to the minifigure conversation,
I really hope they actually make Echo with a robotic arm and not just a black hand.
Yep.
I really hope, but at the same time, I'm not getting my hopes up.
But how would you detail that, though? So, because I know how many figures are produced. And I'll give you a good example. You know, when we had Luke Skywalker produced in many of the previous sets, he only had the black glove, the black hand. That was obviously part piece to him.
Man.
So how would you think that they're going to...
If I had to guess, Lego would do the black hand just because... I mean, I don't really know, because Luke still had a hand, technically. Echo didn't. He had a droid thing that he could attach himself into the computer systems.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Do you think that's really interesting? Do you think that might be an attachment, though, that they might...
Yeah, it might be.
Okay. An attachment that they include in the set with that minifigure.
Yeah, it might be something you put, onto a black hand to cover...
Right.
The black hand piece.
Yep.
But I don't know.
I think the black hand piece is just, like I said, you know, if you look back at the Luke Skywalker figure, because all it was a glove covering the robotic hand.
Yeah.
You know? And I could get that. I mean, I understand that. I mean, that's totally understandable. But when you have a figure like this, and, you know, you have a character that's obviously demonstrating more, you know, I would think that you have additional pieces that could attach to it just to emphasize more detail to it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But moving on, go ahead.
Moving on. The next set is the $160 set.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be set number 75315. It's going to be Moff Gideon's cruiser.
Okay.
From The Mandalorian. This has a ton of potential. I mean, a ton. There's supposedly going to be 6 minifigures. There's going to be a Beskar Mando.
That's pretty cool.
Yep. The child, obviously.
Yep.
We're going to have Moff Gideon. Now, I really hope... This is the first time we're getting Moff Gideon, by the way.
Yep.
So I really hope they do a Darksaber mold.
Mm.
Instead of what they did with the Maul figure back in the day with just the regular lightsaber hilt and the black rod. Yep. I hope they do a mold for it. But we're also getting Fennec, which... I'm okay with. I love Fennec's character in The Mandalorian. I absolutely love it. Now this is where the potential comes in, because Cara Dune was supposed to be in this set, but I don't think she's gonna be released as a minifigure this year.
I agree with that. I think you're gonna see the pull.
So when the set came out, or when it was rumored to come out with Cara Dune, there was supposed to be there were supposed to be 6 minifigures with 1 mystery figure, including Cara Dune. So, in my opinion, if I was LEGO, I would just take Cara Dune out and put in at least 2 Dark Troopers.
Okay. That would be a good supplement. Yeah,
the mystery minifigure with Cara Dune in there was supposed to be a single Dark Trooper, but now that Cara Dune is most likely not going to be there, you can add another Dark Trooper, which is fine for a $160 set. That's probably the best minifigure lineup, or probably the best one, second best maybe, of this entire wave.
And you know what? I would like that, because I'm not gonna lie, in the Mandalorian series, how they built the Dark Troopers,
mm-hmm.
not gonna lie, they were pretty. I mean,
they were droids. They were good.
Yeah, they were good. I mean, they were good. They were developed good. And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't mind having a couple minifigs of them. You know?
I wouldn't either. Yeah. So in my rankings, like, the Bad Batch obviously has the second best figures.
I would say second best. First best of the minifigs.
I'll get to mine.
Okay.
I'm going to say the if they put 2 Dark Troopers in there, it'll be my number one. But if not, it's going to be my third best, because the next set has probably the one I'm most excited for in terms of minifigure-wise.
Okay, go ahead.
It's going to be the $60 set. It's going to be set number 75316. It's going to be a Mandalorian fighter. It's going to be similar to the pre-Vizsla fighter that we got a while ago.
Oh,
now, the rumored minifigures are Bo-Katan, which no one gives a hell about her. She can die.
I hate her.
A Mandalorian loyalist, and Gar Saxon.
Yep.
Now, Gar Saxon is rumored to have a brand new helmet mold.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So I hope they do the Maul horns.
That would be really cool. That would be awesome.
So, like I said, top 3 for minifigures. Definitely number 1 is the Mandalorian fighter. Number 2 is the Bad Batch. Number 3, pending they do not put 2 Dark Troopers, would be the Moff Gideon's cruiser.
Okay. So that's your first set. I mean, that's your first choice. I mean, if this set lives up to the awesome minifigs, it would be this mm-hmm. one.
Yep.
Okay.
Most definitely.
Okay.
So,
see, I would think back, and I'm gonna, I would go against you and say that I'm still more interested in the 75311 set, the Imperial Troop Transport.
Mm-hmm.
That's where, you know, minifigs are Greef Karga, the 2 stormtroopers.
I mean, if they put the Menthrall in there, that's easily my number one, just specifically for the Menthrall. But if I don't think they will, because it's Lego, so I didn't include it in that list.
That's the only part that I would give it the number one, is if they take the Cara Dune out and they replace it with the other, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, though, I definitely agree with you. I mean, that's a good selection right there.
Yep.
Yep.
So to finish off the rumor 2021 set list, we got some honorable mentions that I'm going to let Matt take over, because it's more of his thing and not mine. So
yeah,
Matt, take it away.
And I mean, you know, I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about this, but some of these last mentions, and I want to give a shout out to a YouTuber that I was actually talking about. I'll actually give him a plug in at the end. I won't say it right now, but some of these last mentions that, supposedly, the sets that are coming out in summer LEGO release of 2021, we're actually going to get a Castle 3-in-1 creator idea set. And the funny thing about this is that a lot of people would say, well, we've already had castle sets. I mean, castles have been around in LEGO for quite a while, the medieval period. I get that. I get that. But for the adult class, you know, the creator idea, the expert aspects, you know, you got to go back to what they released previously in that 3-in-1 pirate ship that they just released previously in their catalog. And that goes back, what, 6 months ago of the release? I think this is great. I mean, you know, for how much it hits home, the castle sets were such a great iconic set for a lot of buyers back in the kid days. Like, especially me. I mean, that's what I'm embracing here is that some of my first sets were actually Royal Kingdom, you know? And that is obviously medieval sets. So I'm actually stoked that they're bringing out a castle. Again, it's a 3-in-1. It's a LEGO creator set. And the idea around it is that it's going to be about $100 to $150. And again, they're putting this at the adult level because it's creator idea. It's creator expert. And then the other ones that they're mentioning is that we're going to get the Space Shuttle Adventure, which is going to probably retail around $450. A Fishbowl. Which is kind of similar to what they released with the message in the bottle, the pirate ship, where it was just the big glass bottle sculpture, but now we're going to have a big sculpture, a big build of a glass bowl, a fish bowl. I think that's actually pretty cool, because I just, the thing that intrigues me the most is how they're going to actually construct all these pieces to put together the bowl. You know, I wonder how many.
It's probably going to be a bunch of clear, see-through.
Oh my god! Pieces. I could imagine, right? Transparent pieces. You know.
Yeah.
And then the other one that they mentioned that is supposed to be a big release is a Ferris wheel. Now, real quick, they have released a Ferris wheel multiple times. They had the Creator Original series that was back in 2007, and to me, that kind of looked like it was Kinect. You know, like it just It wasn't the best. I think they could have done better with that one.
There was a bunch of probably Technic pieces.
Yeah, right. So, and then the next one would have been the Creator Expert, which was probably like 2013 or 2014. That was actually more defined. It was really nice. And I still actually have it up in my attic to build. Never touched it. It's still in box. I never had the time to build it. Along with the roller coaster set that I bought later after that point. But I like this because I'm thinking, like, where are they going to go forward? I mean, okay, you're releasing a third Ferris wheel. I mean, I thought really the Creator Expert was the captivating point of putting together a Ferris wheel set, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that I have that up there unbuilt, and now me contemplating that I might actually buy this one because the speculation is that it's taller, it's wider, and there's more variation to the pieces. So that's why I'm saying, like, wow, another one? I can't believe it. So I'm actually kind of excited about that because that's something I'd like to actually showcase maybe on shelves or, again, something in my collector's cabinets that I have here. So I'll be on the lookout for that one. But the other thing that I found a little interesting, too, is that I didn't get any detail and I didn't find any information on another modular, which sometimes they do. They do release another modular, like these ones where, you know, the Green Grocer. If anybody knows what the modulars are, like the Green Grocer, Town Hall, the Pet Shop, the French Parisian Restaurant, the Bookstore, the Movie Cinema. You know, these sets are awesome to build and I love the modulars. I try to stay on top of as much as possible. But there's just some where it's like, I'm not really interested. It's just, I'd rather wait and buy another one that's more of interest. But again, we haven't had any detail that there's going to be one in summer, which sometimes, like I said, this is a notable time when they would release another modular. And Zach, I mentioned that to you because I still have the police station to build that was just recently released and the bookstore. So there's two modulars that I'm waiting on to get built, and you might be building them for me. But
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I know you're okay with that. And I even joked, I joked around with it. I'm like, dude, I'm like, if you do this for me, I mean, you're saving me the time because I have so much work going on. Zach's like, yeah, I'll build them. And I'm like, you know what? I would pay you the money just to help me out with that process, just so I can get them on shelf and right next to one another. That way they're already done. They're processed. I mean, because I just have so many sets that I need to get back to. I mean, I didn't even put together my Nintendo, the NES release with the, and that was a big set that was released. There's just so many sets that I have got to get back to, over the summer that I have got to try and captivate on. So, but yeah, I'm looking forward. If they do have a modular coming out, I'm obviously deeming it to be determined because there's nothing out there. I've looked up YouTube videos. I've looked up other YouTubers that have, you know, these so-called speculated releases of going on about the summer releases of 2021, and there's nothing out there on the modular. So if there is something on the brinks, or should I say the bricks, I'm hoping that it's something cool, because they're modulars that they've been recently reproducing, you know, after one another, after one set and connecting to the others. They've been doing really well. I mean, I love these sets. These are great. And they're fun to put together because it's entertaining. I mean, there's just so much detail. There's so much, you know, just small little things, the small things, you know, the little things that count in life. And that's kind of what you get out of these sets because they're so detailed. Like, you know, you could be putting a donut shop together and there's so much detail of like, okay, there could be an oven that you're building and it's so detailed, or a garbage dumpster where it's so detailed, where the lid and the shape of it, or you know, the dentist office where it's got so many tools around it, like the lamp head and the bed. I just love how the modulars, they go into detail with that stuff, you know. But yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. Those are the last summer releases of 2021 that I'll mention here besides the Star Wars stuff, and that's pretty much it. So if we don't have anything else, Zach, I mean...
Well, I got a little fun fact here.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So, for every Star Wars fan out there, you might want to have some tissues by you on May the 4th, because I'm looking at this picture, and it brings up a good point. So, it says, on May 4th, 2020, the Clone Wars ended with the release of its final episode.
Hmm.
This year... Now, keep in mind before I say this, the Bad Batch series is supposed to be in the same animated style as the Clone Wars. On May 4th, 2021, the Bad Batch will premiere with the release of its first episode.
Oh.
So while one series ended on May the 4th, another begins.
Another one begins. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well... I think that concludes our time here. I do hear the music coming in. And, you know, I just want to give some plug-ins. Definitely, you know, thank you to La Chic Boutique. They're located in Clark Summit here. They've been really awesome. And we just want to keep promoting that ad that, you know, they have a great shop. Nice clothing boutique by Kim Nardelli. Definitely visit them in the Clark Summit area. Great stuff. My wife will even recommend it. And, again, it just a great business to deal with and have a nice plug in here for the month. And, also we want to give a shout out to our friends over there at Falling Down the Rankings. Make sure that you keep following their podcast. They do such a great job at categorizing and organizing contents, you know, for new rankings and new entertainment. So Matt Wash, Cush, and the group, hey, you guys are doing a great thing. We love it. And then the other plug-in that I want to add too is that, hey, our winner here of a loot crate from our previous month in the Super Bowl, Emily, we got your email. Thanks for sharing your details. We're glad that you loved the loot crate giveaway. You got a Willy Wonka shirt there. You got a little Avengers, pop culture standee and some other cool things in the box. And I'm glad that you enjoyed it. And again, shout out to you because, hey, you're awesome and you keep listening to us every week. So, yeah, with that being said, we're going to end the episode here. I was here with Zach. Jenna, we miss you. We wish you that you were with us tonight. And we understand that, hey, school is such a priority and you're getting your stuff done. And I'm sure anybody else that's listening to this, they would agree that, you know, your schoolwork comes first before podcast. And we definitely support you 100%. We're right behind you, and we hope for nothing but the best in your studies. So with that being said, we'll be back next week with a new episode. I'm sure Jenna will be with us, and again, all three of us will be ready to go on the next pop culture topics that we target. Stick with us, Brick to Brick. We love you, and this is our a bid for the night. So good night, everybody. Enjoy. Zach, please tell everybody good night.
Good night, guys.